I'm going to make my remarks as short as I can so that we can open up for questions. But I want to announce today that as of about 8:20 this morning, there were 896 licenses pending. Of that, 618 were growers. Now, I think where I'm from, Applegate Valley, Southern Oregon, there's probably 618 growers within about 2 miles of my house. Something's not right here. Something is telling us a lot of people who I believe the OLCC expected to have filed for applications have not filed. And why is that? And it's not because we don't have clarity on the rules of growing cannabis or the knowledge of growing cannabis, it's land use rules. It comes down to location, location, location. And I think a lot of us were caught by surprise because I really didn't think it in November of this year that in April I would be spending more time on land use issues than anything else. I see about 10 growers a week for consultations or discussion, and everything turns on the real property. And so I urge you, who are growers, you need to know about your property, and there's some things that related to that. You need to have the proper lease if you're leasing property. Situation, if you've got a business, and even though you own your property and this is your business, you should have a lease between your business entity and yourself. But those leases have to be careful. If you're leasing from somebody and you're living on the property, don't let that be a residential lease. You're leasing the property to grow on, not to live in a house. So I had a situation where a grower got evicted from his residence and ended up being, in essence, evicted from his grow site. The problem related to the residence. But he had a bad lease. So not only did he lose a place to live, he lost his grow site. So those are really important. I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but this also plays into the issue about, and I just clarified this with the OLCC today. Part of the reason that we don't see a lot of applications in is because people don't know what to do about transitioning from a medical garden to a recreational garden. And in talking and some of my clients have been in contact with the investigators, and the investigators are putting out an idea that you have to have all marijuana removed from the grow site. But I I clarified this today with Will from the OLCC. What's going to happen is when you're ready, if you've got a medical marijuana grow site going and you're applied for the license, at the point in time that the transition takes place, those plants that are existing on the property will then get the CTS tags, and they will then be just counted in the canopy itself. And I think this might, and when this word needs to get out, so that the growers see that this transition is going to be smoother than they thought it would be. I want to open this up for questions. So my last point I want to make is we have made the difference here because we voted. We voted in 98. We voted in 2014. This is voter power, and you have got to exercise that at every level. We have and I urge you, I don't believe this state will go Republican in this next election, but we got to guarantee that. And your friends, your family that don't reside in this state, they've got to vote pro-cannabis and vote for pro-cannabis candidates. That's my comments. I would like to open this up for questions, so fire away.